Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. And I want to thank all of you for joining us this morning. It's good to have each of you, each and every week, as you join us here on the broadcast. Once again, I'm Steve Willing. I'm the pastor here at Christ Fellowship, and our Sunday mornings begin with our worship service at 10 o'clock. We would love to have you come out today, looking like a great day to serve the Lord and honor God and to worship Him. As you come through the door, you'll be greeted warmly. There's plenty of people there that will be glad to point you in the direction of our sanctuary, to the restrooms, to the coffee and snack table, all that stuff we've got lined up. So you can come out and join us right here at 10 o'clock this morning at 5910 Crisfield Highway. We also stream our service online. So if you are unable to come out, please go ahead and check us out on Facebook. We're streaming online and that streaming starts right around 1045. So we don't put a lot of our preliminary stuff on, but then when we come to the preaching part, some singing and preaching, we put that on Facebook. So you're welcome to check us out. But listen, it's always best to come in person. Nothing like coming in person. We'll be back this evening for our evening worship service, and that starts at 6 o'clock. And our evening worship service, we've been going through the book of Jude, been talking about apostates and those individuals that would rise up and proclaim to be so-called Christian, but in the whole aspect that they're far from it. Our evening service starts at 6. You're welcome to join us for that. And we also stream that online, and that starts right around 6:30. Tuesday evenings, we normally have our Bible study, but I'm off for this month, for August coming up. And we cancel our Bible study until that of after Labor Day, and I'll be letting you all in on when we pick that back up. So we would love to have you come out. We're going to be beginning a new Bible study. We got a few more weeks in the book of James, and then we'll be starting a new one. So, and we'd love to have you come and join us when we pick it back up. What else? Well, we had our vacation Bible school last week. That was exceptional. We had a good crowd of kids, had a lot of help. It was just a good spiritual week, and very thankful for all the volunteers that put in so much time, all of our teachers, the teachers' aides, my wife who led the music. We had a bunch of people in the kitchen, and because we fed them every night, and it was just a good time. It was a wonderful time, and just very thankful for all the kids that come out. All of our volunteers, that was great. Also had our hymn sing concert benefit for Jenna Drewer on Friday night. That was really good. Very thankful for that. And I just appreciate everyone who come out, all the singers, all the giving that was done, and everything went right directly to Jenna. As she is, some of you know that are listening, has had cancer, and she's been battling through that. And we wanted, as a community, to help her out with some of the expenses that are incurred, because insurance don't cover it all, folks. That's for sure. So wanted to help her out and be a blessing to her. So again, thank you to everybody who helped us print and ship there in Princess Anne, printed bulletins up for us with no charge. Appreciate that. and everyone who donated something. Thank you. Thank you so, so very much. Well, that kind of wraps us up for any kind of announcements. I've got a song here that I'm going to play for you all. And while it's playing, why don't you grab your Bibles? And we've been going through the book of Joshua. Today we start in chapter 4. So while the song's playing, grab your Bible, come on back, listen to the music, and I'll be back just in a few moments.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are sealed, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
And that was Luke Willing singing For Us in Christ Alone, a wonderful modern hymn because it is all centered around the perfect work of Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord today for the gift of eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ. We turn our attention today to Joshua chapter 4, and we look at, as we were reviewing last time, the Israelites had crossed the Jordan, and they were headed into the Promised Land. But God wanted to set up for them a reminder of that event, and we see that God would command Joshua for the leaders of the tribes to set up memorial stones. And we'll take a look into that. Turn with me, Joshua chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over to Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You should carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes and of the children of Israel. That this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. Then Joshua set up the 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day. So the priest who bore the Ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord had commanded, as it says, that Moses, everything the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua, and the people hurried and crossed over. Then it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over, that the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the priests crossed over in the presence of the people. And the men of Reuben, the men of Gad, the half-tribe of Manasseh, crossed over, armed before the children of Israel, as Moses had spoken to them. About 40,000 prepared for war crossed over before the Lord for battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, command the priest who bear the ark of the testimony to come up from the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, come up from the Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priest who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet touched the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east side of Jericho. And those stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. And then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. We see that the Lord is setting up something that is generational, that the people would not forget. You know, we as human beings, nations all over this earth, have set up statues, memorials. We have them everywhere, don't we? We can look at any graveyard or cemetery, and we see memorial stones, right? We see people's names written on them. Generally, they have the name and the date of birth and date of death, and then they may have a little something else written, some kind of epitaph. Might have a little scripture verse, you know, who knows what. It can have all kinds of things written on it, but they're set there for memorials. It causes people to remember that this particular family member, friend, wouldn't be forgotten. We also, when you would travel to like Washington, D.C., right, you have these different monuments that are set that we would not forget the greatness of the man who went before us, that we would memorialize them in some kind of way for their faithfulness to the country, for the deeds of which they had done. And we remember these individuals and what they accomplished. And it's to be an encouragement to the the people that are a part of, well, for us, the United States, when we think about D.C., but also as we look around other countries around the world, when I was in Poland last year, they have their statuary, reminders of sometimes bad things that had happened, things that would had caused a lot of people pain, but they set them up as a reminder to them that, hey, because when we talk about history, we learn, or should, maybe I should preface it with that, we should learn from the good and the bad that took place, and these things, they are reminders to us. They remind us of, yes, the good and the bad. Here the Lord does this in a way that is, he is looking to have Israel remember. And he does this all the time because he knows that people quickly forget. They forget their history. They forget where they come from. That's one of the issues. People forget. They forget those that lived and died on their behalf, standing on the shoulders of these individuals as we've made great leaps in that of who we are as a country. Speak for myself as an American, those things. And again, I don't look with these, you know, rose-colored glasses that everything that our country's done has been correct, proper, godly. But in the overall view of the United States of America, man, we can be very thankful for her accomplishments. But we have these stones that are set up. They're reminders to us. They remind us of our past. They remind us of the great triumphs. And at times, these things can remind us of some problems. God has the 12 tribes to go and choose 12 stones out of the Jordan. They go, get these individuals who were selected. They go, probably an elder, I would imagine. They go, choose a stone, bring it, and give them to Joshua, and they would set them up in Gilgal. And we see that the reason that God does this, he repeats it within the pages of his word. He repeats it there when it says in verse 6 of chapter 4, when this may be a sign unto you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? And we see in response that, what do these stones mean to you? Well, then you shall answer them, verse 7, that the waters of the Jordan were cut off off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan, and the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of the Lord, that's for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And then we see again, he repeats it. Joshua set them up in Gilgal, verse 20. Then in 21, he says, then he spoke to the children of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. So it's pretty much, we see a twofold. It, first and foremost, it's a memorial to the children of Israel. That's what he says first. It's a memorial to the children of Israel. They are to remember. They are to remember God's favor in their lives by these stones that are set up. It's just a reminder. It wasn't anything special about the stones. Wasn't anything that had any kind of something of which the individual Israelites would come and look to worship these stones. They were just randomly chose out of the Jordan by these chosen elders of Israel. And what we see is it is a memorial. It is a reminder to them for God's faithfulness to them. It is for them to remember. And what else do we see? Well, when we get over to verses like 21, 22, 23, and so forth, we see that it reminded the children of Israel of God's power in their lives, how God was going before them, how God was looking to work on their behalf by drying up the banks of the Jordan, that this million plus, we don't know the exact number, but at least a million and more, I would believe, that we see was crossing over to Jordan. God dries it up. His presence goes before, as we spoke last week, and he dries up the banks of the Jordan. And we see this entire group of people crossing over. They're crossing over the banks of the Jordan. And God is saying, you remember that. You remember that I was faithful to you just as I had done before with the Red Sea and dried that up. I did it for you here 40 years later as you cross over into the Jordan, as you cross the Jordan into the plain of Jericho. I'm doing it again. I am a faithful God to you. So generationally, we note that God, because people forget, we forget, and he's saying, hey, this is a reminder. When your children ask, what do these stones mean? You're to tell them, here's what it means. It's a reminder of God's faithfulness to us that we are to remember, and it told us of what God did on our behalf, that he dried up the Jordan River, that all of our tribes could cross over, with the exception of the 2.5 tribes that stayed on, but they sent their 40,000 over to, as they had promised to do. And then it says in verse 24, and that with that, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord. That the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord. And what about in this context? He says that it is what? It's mighty. That God's hand is mighty. And that you. So I would think that as he addresses first that the surrounding peoples, that they may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that it would put fear in them. Which we know it did. But what does he say? He says that the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. That you may. God's hand is mighty, and the people of the earth should know that. But he says that you may fear the Lord your God forever. And that whole idea of the fear of the Lord, this idea of reverence, that the people, the nations around them may be fearful. They may be scared of God because of his power, but it teaches that of Israel to fear God, to have a reverence for him, a holy reverence for him. So what does that mean for us? You know, we read the Bible and we look to take away something from it. Well, I think it's relatively clear here. You know, God gives us reminders. He sets things up for you and I as reminders. One that sticks out is certainly the Lord's Supper. That was set up in remembrance. That's why the bread was broke and the wine was poured out. Because what does Jesus say when we come to the Lord's table, when we have that of communion, when we have the Lord's Supper together? Jesus was told his disciples on that first night, he said, this do in what? In remembrance of me. Every time we get together for that, if we wouldn't call it, that memorial, that we remember him. Paul would say that every time we get together and break bread that way and have the Lord's Supper, that we remember his death until the Lord comes. We have set it up. It is a memorial for us. It's a memorial for us, just as God wanted the people of Israel to be generational in their commitment and their covenant to Him, that it would go on and on. And when the children would say, "Hey, what about these stones that are set here? What's the deal with that pile of stones?" I could say, "Hey, here's what God done. Here's what went on that day. And God did it that we may follow after His covenant, we may fear Him, and the people around us would be in fear of Him." And for us as born again believers, that friends, we see that of God Himself in the person of Jesus Christ, that He, as a reminder to us, that we would not forget what God has done for you and I. It's why we're to have communion. What has God done for me? Well, I can recount many things that God has done for me. Even when I wasn't serving the Lord, I can look back and I can see that by the grace of God, that He carried me through. And then when I come to know the Lord and I acknowledge God and I look back and I can see those things, and now I have a fuller understanding of what God has done for me in His Son Jesus Christ by giving Him as the sacrifice for my sin. That's what I see. And friends, you and I, as even as born again believers, we need to be reminded of that. That Jesus did not come to give you health, wealth, and prosperity. Jesus came into this world to save you from your sin. That's what Christ came for. He came that you may be saved from your sin. Because sin separates us from God. Sin, because God is holy and no sinful presence is going to stand in that in the presence of God. And Christ comes. Christ comes to die, to take our sin upon Himself. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. That's what He tells us. It's clear. God died for you. Jesus Christ, God Himself, died on a cross for you because He loved you. He didn't leave you to your own devices. He gave His life. And I would ask today, how are you remembering that? How do you celebrate that? What is the memorial of which you established today? Will you give God all honor and praise that the world may know? That the world may know that you are His and He is yours. And when your children come later on in life and you've been attending church and praying over dinner and doing all those kinds of things that honor God, and they say, "What do you do that for?" Because then you can point back and say, "Because God met me on this day when I had my moment of crossing the Jordan." And He sets it here always as a reminder that you may know, and it can be passed on to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation, that Jesus loved me and He bought and paid for me on a cross one day. Trust Him today and give God glory and honor of which He is worthy of. My name is Steve Willing, and I pastor a Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. If you would like to contact us with any questions, comments, prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. Drop us a note in the mail, 5910 Crisfield Highway, Marion Station, Maryland, 21838. You can go to our website, which is cfbc413.org, cfbc413.org, and you can message us from there, and you can also check the podcast out, the Facebook page, the YouTube page, all of it. It's all there. But once again, thank you for tuning in this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week in the Lord Jesus Christ.